Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records 1913, 1914, page 1098. Visible translated text is as follows. Reason I told them I left home at 9 or 9:30 because there was not anything doing at the factory at that time. I told them it was about 9 o'clock when I looked at the clock, because I don't know what time it was when I looked at the clock. And I told them I had some steak and some sausage for breakfast and a piece of liver, and I drank some tea and bread. Well, there was some sausage, but I don't know whether I ate it or not. Yes, I had steak, liver, and sausage for breakfast. I know I ate the steak and a piece of liver and drank a cup of tea and ate some bread. I got up that morning at 6 o'clock. Yes, I told the officers I got up at 9 or 9:30. I don't remember anything else I told them. Yes, I told them that I went straight to Peter's Street and went in the first beer saloon there and drank 2 beers and gave a fellow a beer that had a whip around his neck. I told them 3 saloons and I called 2 names. I don't know whether I told them about this whiskey or not. I told them I bought it between 10 and 10:30. No, that is not true. I told them that on account of my saying I didn't leave home until about 9 or 9:30. I bought it about 7:45. The reason I told these lies about the time was because I didn't want to put myself at the factory twice, because there wasn't anything doing at the factory that morning. That is the only reason I told that story. I don't know when the first time was I told them I got there at 8 o'clock instead of 10 or half past. It was after I got out of jail up there. I guess I made most of these changes after I got out of jail. I don't know who the detective was I told about my not leaving home at 9 o'clock. 4 of them were talking to me, all at the same time. I think it was Starnes and Campbell that I told that to, about changing the time. I don't remember whether I told them then that that was going to tell the whole truth. I told them that after I got out of jail, after I got back to headquarters. If you tell a story, you know you've got to change it. A lie won't work, and you know you've got to tell the whole truth. Yes, I knew it was bound to come when I told it the first time. I didn't tell the whole truth then because I didn't want to give the whole thing away then. In the statement where I told about moving the little girl from Mr. Frank, the reason why I didn't correct it then about the time I bought the liquor. I don't know whether I did it then or not, but I did tell them. I told them I drank 4 or 5 beers that morning. I told them at the first saloon I bought 2 beers. I didn't tell them I bought any wine at that time. I told them I had some wine put in my beer, what they call wine. It wasn't any wine, though. I don't know whether I told them that in the statement I made about moving the little girl or not. The wine was put in my beer at Mr. Earl's beer saloon on Saturday morning. I told that to Mr. Black and Mr. Scott, I don't remember when. As to my not testifying about that yesterday, you didn't ask me that. I remember telling you that yesterday. I remember saying I didn't buy any wine. No, I didn't say anything about putting beer in wine yesterday. But I remember I said something about putting wine in beer. I know I told you that yesterday. I don't remember telling them I started straight from Peters Street to Capital City Laundry. I told them I started for the laundry after leaving Mr. Frank at the factory. If they have got it down,